Hello, folks. It's Annie Ware. I'm Artistic Director of the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna Beach. Happy to be part of the KIX takeover on KIX 93.5. We're here to raise money for the radio station. I'm one of the great fans and groupies of our local radio station. And happy to be in the studio this morning with Jason Fetti.
Hello.
Nice to be with you.
Annie, you know, there's somebody on the phone here who wanted to donate when Jason and Jess were on just before.
Oh, great.
Do you want to take the call?
I do indeed.
Hang on a sec. Hey, man, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Jason and Jess have fled the building after their hour, but we'll let them know that you've called in to donate. It's so great that you've called in. Thank you.
No worries. Yeah, we wanted to kind of heckle them, but maybe... They got heckled.
I know, you sound disappointed. I'm really sorry about that.
Hey, you can heckle me. I can take it. But we'll let them know that your intentions were good.
What's your name? What's your name, bud?
My name's Elvis, and we have Rod Stewart, also on the line from Sausalito, who grew up in Laguna, and Brandy Faber, who
is
a resident. Ready to go here.
Wow, we got some serious celebs on the line.
I'll tell you. And, you know, currently at the Laguna Playhouse, we have All Shook Up, which I think you need to come by and see because...
I mean, yeah, who wouldn't want Elvis and Rod Stewart and Brandy Faber in the front row there?
Absolutely. I think we have to make that happen for you guys.
That's a lot of ego right there.
Yeah. Well, if you're donating and you'll stay on the line, we'll give you tickets. So make sure we have... all your names, and you can pick those tickets up under Elvis. That's good.
That's cool. Yeah, stay on the line. Stay on the line, and we'll give you free tickets to the theater. How about that?
Epic. Thanks, guys. And thanks for doing such a great job with our local community and playing epic music and having great personalities on. We appreciate it.
Mate, it's very kind of you to say so. Stay on the line. I'll take your number off the air.
Especially Sly Dog.
Matt, I'm telling you, what would we do without him? If this radio station, if we didn't have a surf report from a cool dude, what would we be?
Well, we'd be nothing.
It'd be a waste of time. Ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's so the best.
He makes us part of the community, and that's very important to us. So, very cool.
Thanks, you guys.
We'll talk
to you
in a minute.
See you at the
theater.
All right, Annie, do you want to play a record?
I do indeed.
You've got Elvis lined up.
I didn't plan this. Although I must say about Crystal Blue Persuasion that it's my favorite summer song of all time. It just gives you an indication of how old I am. And I think it's a great way to start out the hour. So now we're moving on to a little bit of Elvis and Burnin' Love.
I don't know which way to
Wareham, Annie Wareham, Laguna Playhouse, part of KX93.5's Takeover. That was Burn in Love by Elvis Presley, and there you can hear that song and many, many more Elvis Presley songs at Laguna Playhouse, where we have a production of All Shook Up currently for the next week and a half, 2 weeks at the Playhouse.
You've got a phone call. Would you like to take it?
I would love to take a phone call.
Here we go. You're live with Annie. Hi.
Did I miss Jason and Jessica on the 9 to 10?
Yeah,
channel?
Not another one, but yes, you did.
Wow, I'm gonna have to stick around for the next hour to see what stragglers I get. But we'll happily take your money and let them know that you've called in.
Absolutely. What's your name,
no
bud?
No worries. This is David Strong. We used to work with Jason and Jessica way back in the day, and obviously love the radio station. And it's so nice that you guys have just started something in Laguna, and we can listen to the radio. Actually, you can never listen to the radio in Laguna.
Yeah, it used to be Radio Free Laguna, huh?
Yeah. Right. Nothing but static. So, for myself and the rest of my team over here at Freenow, we're very happy. And, yeah, sign me up. What do we need to do now?
Well, you need to, A, tell me how much you're going to pledge.
$50.
Wow, good man. What a nice guy. Thank you. And we'll get your phone number off the air in a sec. And one of the guys out in the office will give you a call. So nice of you to call, man. Really great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. Just hold the line.
You got it.
All right, Annie Wareham.
Well, that's great. I'll take everybody else's phone calls.
Just take the credit, yeah.
Yeah, take the credit. So call in to the radio station 949-715-5936, or you can text, or you can go online to the website and donate. Shall we play another song?
Yeah.
So this is a Southern California band I'm crazy about. Doing wonderful work, have an album out, Grizzfolk and The Struggle.
Brothers got room to talk, messing around on the block.
Turns around to see you worry.
KX93.5. It's the KX Takeover on KX93.5. This is Annie Wareham of Laguna Playhouse. Happy to be along for the ride with Jason Fetti this morning. We're here to raise money for the radio station, my favorite radio station. So you can call in or text to pledge, 949-715-5936. We're a local, nonprofit, grassroots radio station, and we need your help. We're in Laguna Beach and beyond. See, I say we, and I've got a phone call. Who's calling in?
It's Court Cassidy calling.
Hi, Court Cassidy. How are you?
I'm calling in for Annie Wareham, not those other guys. I don't even know who they are.
Thank goodness I finally have somebody of my own calling in. I couldn't. I'd be hanging my head low if I didn't. So Court Cassidy is a great artist and my partner in a musical that we are producing, a world premiere about the life of Roger Miller called King of the Road, and we're actually going to play that song on our playlist.
Yay.
And
Yay.
We'll be doing that next spring at Laguna Playhouse. I'm really excited
yep.
about that piece, and Court and I will be working on that together for the next several months before we put it up on stage next spring.
Absolutely, and I'd like to make a contribution.
Thank you. How much are you giving us?
I'm going to give you $25
Thank
this
you,
morning.
Court.
And I'm not sure exactly how to do that. Maybe I
Well, they'll figure it out the minute you get off the line
okay.
and on to
right.
hold. And can we bump King of the Road up to the next song? Is that possible?
You can play it.
Yes, we
can
play that song. Hey, Court,
you can play it anytime.
Okay, presumably, Annie's got your phone number, so I probably don't need to keep you on the line.
I do indeed.
All right, well, there you go.
We'll find you.
All right. It's sounding good, guys. Really like that last song. That was cool.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Grisfolk. Take a look at them. They're a great, great local or great Southern California band. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. Thanks a lot,
All right.
Court.
Keep at it.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
Roger Miller, King of the Road, will be presenting the world premiere of King of the Road next spring at Laguna Playhouse. And, Roger Miller wrote a musical, Big River, late in his life. He had quite an interesting and colorful life, so you'll have to come see more about that next spring. And I think we have a phone call.
Yes, you do. Hold on 1 second. You're live on the air with Annie Wareham.
Hey, Annie Wareham. Donna and Gleema calling you.
Hi, Donna and Gleema. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well now that you've called in.
Well, listen, I would like to donate.
You would?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So do I do that with you?
Yeah, you can just tell Jason right now what you're going to do.
Yeah, you don't give us your credit card over the air. That wouldn't be cool.
Oh, that wouldn't be cool. Okay, I'd like to donate $25.
Wow, nice.
Thank you, Donna.
You're so welcome. You sound great. Love hearing Roger Miller and hearing all that we are doing here at the Playhouse on
yes,
the radio.
And Donna is our Director of Education at Laguna Playhouse and does extraordinary work on our stage with youth and youth theater. And in the community, and I'm just grateful you're in our midst.
I'm grateful to be here.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you later.
You have another call.
I have another call.
You're live on the air with Annie Wareham.
Yes, howdy.
Who have we got?
My name is Wally.
Wally, how are you?
Wally. I'm doing great. I love listening to you guys.
Wally's one of your biggest fans.
That's for sure, Jason. Yeah. This station is, ever since it hit Laguna, it's awesome.
Well, between Isler Larson, Michael the Greeter, and Wally, we've got everything we need here in Laguna Beach in terms of a welcoming committee.
You're really in fine company there, Wally.
Oh, well, it sounds like it. And I know all of those people she mentioned as well.
Of course you do. Of course you do. So oh, you're going to pledge some money this morning, Wally?
Wait a minute. Hey, Wally, are you still making the muffins down at the Orange Inn?
No, I retired from that, actually.
Did you really? How long did you do that for?
Oh, I've done that. I did that for about 2.5 years, but I'd worked for John at the Orange Inn years before that, many years, and... Yeah, but the baking was really fun the last 2.5 years. Yeah.
Well, I was surprised and delighted to see you wearing that hat, and I'm glad that you've taken some time out for yourself. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Well, a little bit. Boy, this is a man who's worn many, many hats at the Playhouse for the last 25-plus years. So,
And hopefully to wear many more.
Yes, you will. Thank you for calling in, Wally.
And I'd like to pledge $20.
Thank you so much, Wally. We know you'll keep listening.
We've
got a little bit of a theatrical bent going with this program this morning, although it's a little far-reaching. We're going to do a little Iron Butterfly in Agata DeVita because they're going to be at the Playhouse on November 1st. So anybody who wants to come see, I don't know that I told you that yet. November 1st. Yeah, you're working on Tuesday, November 1st.
I saw them in 1968 at a coffee house in San Antonio called Love Street.
Oh my gosh!
In the Agata DeVita there.
They have not. They haven't changed a bit.
They haven't. And that drums—that's 8-minute drum solo—sounds just the same. Thank you, Ray Weston.
Beautiful.
All right, Wally. We'll see you soon. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, and not only the only FM radio station in Laguna, but the only radio station in Laguna.
That's right. It's a captive audience.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Inagata DeVita, one of the great songs of the 60s that's lived on. Thank you to, who was that? Iron Butterfly. Going to be at the Laguna Playhouse on November 1st. Don't miss it. In the meantime, we've got a lot going on at Laguna Playhouse, and currently All Shook Up, the music of Elvis Presley. We've got this week and next week, so don't miss that show. Coming up, one of my favorite bands from Southern California, Vintage Trouble and Run Like a River. Vintage Trouble on KX93.5, where we're here to raise money with the KX takeover of KX93.5. We have one of my favorite voices on the line right now, Scott Leonard of Rockapella.
Wow. I'm one of your favorite voices?
You are indeed. Oh, it's so good to hear that voice. Hi, Scott Leonard.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
How's Branson?
Branson was weird. Just finished Branson, back home.
Great,
Branson.
Good.
Yeah, I had no idea that Branson, the Ozarks, are a lovely part of the world.
That's
I
what
mean,
they
the
tell me.
They're lush and the lakes, it's amazing. And then what they've put on top of it with Branson is like, I don't know, 50 theaters of like,
it's
a lot of it looks like strip mall theaters. But some of them are beautiful. We played at the Andy Williams Performing Arts Center, which was lovely, and I grew up playing that Andy Williams Christmas record every year from September.
You bet. So it was really wonderful. We're aging ourselves, Scott.
Oh, please. Believe me, I'm definitely aged. But I used to, who had a more beautiful voice than Andy Williams? So, and all of it had a lot of memorabilia, and he kind of fashioned it, even though he passed away a couple years ago. He fashioned this, kind of made a little museum. It's a lot of great pictures, and there's the Osmonds, which he kind of discovered on his show back in the
60s. Sure.
Now Jimmy Osmond runs the theater. So there's an Osmond connection, and it was
fantastic.
That, I love that part of it. We did a really cool version of Moon River in tribute to him. We've played, we also played Sammy's showroom, Sammy Davis Jr. showroom in Reno at Harrah's earlier in the year and had a run there. And so we did a Candyman version for him. So whenever we go to these kind of iconic places, it's fun to, kind of pay tribute and put our mark on it.
Well, when you come to Laguna in a few weeks, Rockapella, truly the greatest and one of the first iconic a cappella groups, there would be no Pitch Perfect, there would be no Glee without Rockapella. And I met Scott probably about 12 years ago, and we met at a Beckman Auditorium concert in Pasadena, and I was working for Center Theater Group at the time, and I said, you're going to get onto one of the stages I work with at some point.
And
it's taken me a dozen years, but here you are coming to Laguna Beach, and I'm so happy about that.
Well, thank you. We're really looking forward to that. It's like, it's no Branson, but hey. It's Laguna Beach.
It's Laguna Beach. And we have a lovely theater for you to come to and a great town who really appreciates music. So,
That's fantastic. That sounds like a great thing. And when we get to kind of lay down roots in a place and sing show after show, it gets really tight. I mean, I know Rockapella sounds good, but you notice within the group, we realize by the end of it, we're like, oh, man, this sounds so good. It's like, because you're just used to doing it every night. So it's fun to be able to kind of sit down one place and kind of do the show.
And the name of your show here is called Hits Like You've Never Heard.
Yes. We have kind of I've given in to the drum banging of we want you to do hits, because I've always kind of tried to do, I didn't want to just do an obvious Beatles song because the Beatles did it and people love the song. I want to be able to kind of contribute something to a song that makes it, deserve its own right to exist.
Yeah.
Make it different, make it stand on its own. So I was like, okay, well, if we're going to do them, we're going to do them different. So we do everything from Rock Around the Clock to Johnny Cash to Michael Jackson to Prince to Pharrell to I've just started working on the Uptown Funk, and there's all kind of everything, the whole gamut. We kind of run.
Yeah,
it
you do great Motown today. To Shambhala, which is one of my favorite takes
Shambhala.
On that. Yeah, yeah.
We have a new guy. So I'm not sure if he knows that. Well, I'll get him to learn that. So since you brought us out there, we should do that for you.
Yeah,
Shambhala. I love.
Yeah.
Great,
yeah. Well, of course, the one you're going to have to do for me, but you may have to do it, backstage is Where in the World, or no, not Where in the World, is Carmen Sandiego, which you're, of course, famous for, but Indiana, because I have many, many family members there, and I raised my daughter singing that song to her when she wouldn't stop crying in the car. So.
Oh, you're kidding.
We're big Indiana fans.
That's great. I'm a Hoosier too, so I will definitely do
great.
It for you. Probably have to do it backstage because I don't think the guys, some of the guys don't even know that.
Yeah,
we only do
that. That's all right. You can
Indiana.
Sing it just for me.
You got it. I promise you I will do that.
So, Scott, she's nervous to ask you if you're going to pledge anything today to the radio station because we're raising money. Got any cash?
Do I have any cash?
Yeah.
Well, let me check my pockets here.
I think I can cover you for $25. We're raising money for this great local radio station that's a public radio station that you will hear much of when you come to Laguna Beach because it is the only radio station you can get in Laguna Beach. Generational alt rock, and we're actually going to play Jailhouse Rock next. So you pledge $25. I'll cover you.
Absolutely.
And we'll play Jailhouse Rock.
Terrific.
Thanks. We'll see you in a few weeks, Scott.
Y'all like the kid?
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for helping us get there.
Wall through Polly in the county jail. Yeah. And then they began to wear. Well. Jump down, jump in, see. Sugar knocked down, jibber, sing, let's rock.
Let's rock, let's rock.
Everybody, let's rock.
Let's rock, let's rock. Sing.
Everybody in the whole cell block. Blast to the jailhouse rock.
Let's rock. Let's go rock. Let's rock.
Let's go rock.
Let's rock.
Let's go rock.
Everybody rockin' a whole cell block with me.
Let's go rock.
With me.
Let's go rock.
With me.
Let's go rock.
Everybody rockin' a whole cell block.
Slide a back plane on a saxophone. A little joy glowing on a slide trombone. Drum a pop from Illinois, smash boom bang. Old rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock.
Everybody,
let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block.
Snuffle sales and number three. You the cutest jailbird I did ever did see. Show up, be delighted with your company. Come on and do this is rock with me. I'm on my way, on my knee. Come on and do this is rock.
Let's rock.
Let's go rock.
Let's rock.
Let's go rock.
Let's rock.
Let's go rock.
Everybody rockin' a whole cell block with me.
Let's go rock.
With me,
let's go rock.
With me,
let's go rock.
Everybody rockin' a whole cell block.
Hot in the kitchen, hot in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all.
Do you no good?
Hot in the kitchen, hot in the hall.
Do you no good?
Ain't gonna do you no good.
Do you no good?
Hot in the kitchen, hot in the hall.
Do you no
ain't gonna do you no good at all.
Do you no good?
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 Do you no
good? Rockapella on stage at Laguna Playhouse, August 10th through the 28th. If you want to call in and pledge right now, you'll get free tickets to Rockapella. They are truly the finest, finest a cappella group you will ever hear. So come on down to the Laguna Playhouse and hear them. Up next, I've got a little, I've got an homage to what's great currently in the American musical theater. And this is my gift to Tyler Russell this morning. Oh, I got a phone call first. Tyler's going to have to wait. Who's calling in?
You're live on the air with Annie. Hi.
Hi. Is this the radio station?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to make a pledge.
Well, please, absolutely. Please do.
Is this Jason?
It's Jason here. Hi.
Who we got on the line?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee Irwin, and I'd like to make a pledge. I heard Rockapella. They sound amazing.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling in. You've won tickets.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
That's great. So how much are you pledging this morning, Dee Dee?
I'd like to pledge $50.
Wow. A high roller this morning.
Yeah, you guys are great. And I've loved so many things at the Playhouse, and I just love the radio station. So this is a real fun morning for me.
Well, thank you. I you know, if you're a musical theater fan, you're going to love the next one. This is my gift to Tyler Russell for the morning, and we're going to play a little bit of music from.
No, you're not. You've got another call.
I got another call.
Yeah.
See, Tyler's never going to hear this. Thank you, Dee Dee.
Congrats! Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, you're live on the air with Annie.
Hi, I'd like to make a donation.
Who do we have on the air this morning?
It's Ellen Richard.
Hi, Ellen Richard. Is this your first time, your first foray into the world of KX93.5?
No, I've been listening ever since. I think it was one of the first things you said to me when I got here.
I think that's true.
The best radio station in town, and I have to agree.
Yes.
Not just in town, it's a great radio station. So.
For anyone who lives just in outside of Laguna Beach, you can stream KX93.5 and hear it all over the world. So you've called to pledge this morning. What are you going to pledge?
I'm going to pledge $100.
Oh, my gosh. A real high roller. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome. And I love hearing you on the air. I think it's a new career for you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Everybody needs to have a backup. So.
That's right. Well, it's a great backup. You sound wonderful.
Thanks for calling in. And we're going to play a little bit of Hamilton next. Tyler's
excellent.
So happy he's practically jumping up and down outside
excellent.
Of the studio.
Let's
here we go with the
theater.
Schuyler sisters.
folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the colleges just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city just to watch all the guys.
It work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work.
The stylists.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Work.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go.
But look around, look around. The revolution's happening in New York.
New York.
Angelica.
Work.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
No ideas in the air.
Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at work.
Work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work. Work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work. Work.
Nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
Work!
Look around, look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Look around, look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Cause I'm the crown, crown.
So let's say that I'm a peddler of insane.
You want a revolution, I want a revelation.
So listen to my declaration.
We hope these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Look around, look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Work, work.
Angelica.
Work, work.
Eliza.
And Peggy.
Work, work.
The Schuyler sisters.
Work, work.
We're looking for a mind at
work. Work,
work. Hey.
Work.
Boy, a phenomenon in the American musical theater, Hamilton. I hope everybody has an opportunity to see that musical at some point in their lives, and hopefully they'll film it and everyone will be able to see it. But it's really quite a testament to what can happen on stage in live theater, which is what we do at Laguna Playhouse. So keep on coming. I think we have a caller. Is that true, Jay?
Yeah. You're live with Annie.
Good morning.
Hi.
This
is your roadie. This is your biggest roadie, and I have to come into what she's doing now.
She absolutely is my roadie. This is my sister-in-law, who's my sister from another mother, Kathy. Hi.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Man, this woman has traipsed around after me so many years. It's true.
Yeah.
Well thanks for calling in. You've called into the greatest radio station on the planet.
And I've discovered that, so it is now going to be live streamed down here in Southern California for me. So,
that's great.
Thank you.
Thanks. No. So what are you pledging this morning?
Well, I pledged once already.
Oh, great.
But
all right.
Now that we've heard this, I think we're going to have to pledge a little bit more because
wow.
we want to keep the station going, you know? So,
well,
yes, we will double pledge.
My
Can
sister,
we double pledge?
That's fantastic. Double pledge. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Well,
all right,
good.
We'll go online and double your pledge.
There we go. I will do that. And someone from your family has to get online and hook into you. And thank you for doing this and making us aware. So,
well, Kathy's one of my great theater going members at Laguna Playhouse. So I'm glad we've turned her on to the radio station as well. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, you enjoy yourselves and keep making money.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
What have we got next, Jay? Is it Leo Napier?
Yeah, can be.
Leo Napier is an extraordinary young musical artist who is coming out with a new album. He has a new song coming out, an August release called Dime, and we're going to play it now.
I met you for the very first time, the third time we met. Yeah, I came prepared with some lines to impress you with my wit. I put my game face on, drink vodka from the cup, cause only someone like me could manage to screw this up. She took my money and my time. She's a dime and she's fine. I took one hit and I'm still flying. She's a dime and I'm blind. She know I ain't rich, but she don't mind. And my credit cards decline. She can take my words away with a simple little touch of her hand. Oh yeah. And when I'm opposite her, I feel like the Elephant Man. We at the end of the night. I ain't sure we've been taking it kind of slow. Oh, but I know once you get my hand to squeeze, it leads me to a door. Oh yeah, yeah. She's a dime. Silver dime worth keeping. I stumbled on a pretty mind. She gave my life some meaning. Well, she's a dime, oh, she fine. She's just perfect every time. She's a dime, and I'm buying. She know I ain't rich, but she don't mind. She's a dime.
Leo Napier, with his new single, Dime, which comes out in August. Keep track of him. He is an extraordinary young singer-songwriter. So, Jason, I think we might, you know, we're in the midst of our KX 93.5 takeover. We're raising money for the radio station, one of the most worthy causes in Southern California, certainly in Laguna Beach, local nonprofit, grassroots radio in Laguna Beach and beyond. You can pledge online at kx935.com or phone in 949-715-5936. I'm Annie Wareham from Laguna Playhouse.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today, Annie. It's been really cool. I can't total up the amount of pledges, but you seem to have got a lot.
I think I've done all right. I haven't embarrassed myself, though, yet, so... That's good.
Well, I've been thinking about how I'm going to embarrass you, but I've not come up with anything yet. You're almost done.
Well, we've played a lot of different kinds of music, and of course, we have All Shook Up at Laguna Playhouse right now. The music of Elvis Presley, do not miss it. We have another week and a half to go, and then you heard Scott Leonard on the radio from Rockapella. 3 weeks of the most extraordinary a cappella group you'll ever hear. Don't miss it. I've had a really good time being on the radio station, Jay.
Hey, we totally appreciate you, Annie. You know that you're a good friend of the station, and it's. I mean, I've never been in this situation before in my life where I'm part of an organisation that works so closely with other organisations in town, and I've just found it to be
are very fulfilling, and I'm sincere about this. It's really a wonderful thing, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And, you know, our local arts organizations support one another, and art begets art, and music begets music, and theater begets theater, and the more we do it and the more we talk about it and the more that comes along, the more people will come to. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I think I have a song by Love that I've heard you play once before, or maybe more than that, that I love so much. It just sort of epitomizes what this radio station is all about and provides. It's called Alone Again or by Love.
All right, don't quite say goodbye because we've got five minutes and this is a three-minute song.
Oh, right.
So we'll probably be back on again after
this. Okay, good. All right, I won't say goodbye yet.
All right, so here we go. It's Love, Alone Again, or...
One of the great bands from the 60s and 70s, Love, Alone Again, or I love that arrangement.
Awesome!
Awesome. And it's so indicative of what you play here at KX93.5. I'm so happy to have spent the hour here with Jason Fetty and the gang at KX93.5. It is a worthy, worthy cause. Please pledge 949-715-5936 or pledge online at kx93.5.com. And please come to the Laguna Playhouse. Take a look at what's going on our stages, lagunaplayhouse.com. And I'll see you on the radio, as they say, at some point.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's just been totally brilliant.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
what are we playing next?
I don't know. What do you want to play?
How about He Lives in You, a little bit of theater, musical theater.
He Lives in You? That doesn't sound right.
He Lives in You.
What?
It's The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
It's metaphorical.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's just my mind. Annie Wareham, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Wien's on next. He's the founder and CEO of Jivsum and executive director of future leaders of our community. That sounds important. And can't wait for him to come.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, no, and great, fantastic. People are taking over the airwaves today here on KX 93.5. It's KX Takeover. And, yeah, sweet.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX 93.5.
On the hour throughout the day, this is your Laguna Beach News brought to you by McKenna European Auto Group. 11th grade students at Laguna Beach High School continue to report higher alcohol and drug use than their peers in three nearby school districts, according to results of the biannual Healthy Kids Survey released this week. Results show that in the 2014-2015 survey, 76% said they had used drugs and alcohol compared to 71% in 2012. In other news, it